I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. The story goes that during World War II, the English started using radar to detect Nazi bombers. They started shooting down the bombers at an alarming rate, so the Germans got suspicious. To lead them away from the idea of radar towers, they concocted a story that English pilots were fed extra rations of carrots to increase their night vision and see the planes better. Whether the Germans bought this idea or not, many people started eating carrots to see better at night. While carrots are good for your health, they won't give you Superman-like vision. But carrots are going through a renaissance, with colorful varieties being rediscovered. In carrots' homeland, the mountains of India and Pakistan, the dominant varieties are red and purple colored. It wasn't until the Dutch started breeding carrots and selecting for orange, their national color, that we got modern carrot varieties. Luckily, we can still grow colorful heirlooms such as Atomic Red, Purple Dragon, and Yellowstone. Plant carrots now in compost-amended raised beds on well-drained soil. Mix in radish seed with your carrots. The radishes will germinate first, breaking up the soil for the later germinating carrots. Plant in rows or broadcast the seed and keep well watered. Thin carrots to 2 inches apart, and then again a few weeks later to 4 inches apart. Use the thin tops in salads for a tasty carrot treat. Harvest once your roots color up. Grow a crop for fall and overwinter carrots in the ground by burying them in hay mulch in November. Depending on the winter, you'll be harvesting carrots until spring. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual melons. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.